Kelly, and welcome to Raising Christian Teens in 10 Minutes. If you're navigating the wild and wonderful journey of parenting teens in today's world, you're in the right place. Each episode is packed with bold, faith-filled insights to help you raise confident and Christ-centered teens. Okay, don't get mad at me, but here's some hard truth. Your teen knows you love them, but it's not enough. Right now, anyway. What they crave right now is beyond love. It's your genuine interest in their lives. So I have four things that will help you be successful in this area, and the biggest one is number one, and that's the power of listening. And here's the thing that most people are missing. There's a huge difference between hearing someone and listening to someone. Because listening is about understanding, and too often, we listen with the intent of finding agreement. And let's be honest, that can be hard in the teenage years because everything is so fast-paced and busy, it's just easier. Or we're listening just to correct them or give them advice. But what if we shifted our focus? What if we listened to truly understand them and their perspective? When you create a space where your teen feels heard, you're building trust and opening the door for deeper conversations. Teenagers are just desperately trying at this point to figure out who they are and where they fit in, and they'll be more likely to share their thoughts with you if they felt like you're genuinely interested in listening without judgment and without immediate correction. So put the phone down or whatever you're doing in that moment, because usually they want to talk at the most inconvenient times, but it's those times it's so important to be present. And when I say put the phone down or whatever you have in your hand at that moment, literally let them see you put it down out of reach. They will notice and they will feel like you're invested in the conversation. Number two, love isn't enough without interest. As parents, we pour our love into our teens every day. But here's the thing, love alone isn't always translated into the connection they are seeking. Teens need to feel their parents are genuinely interested in them. And yes, I know you're going to their practices and their recitals, but it's not just in what they do, but more so in who they are. So take a moment and reflect on this. Are you engaging with your teens on their level? Are you showing interest in their passions, hobbies, and struggles? It's not just about saying, I love you. It's about stepping into their world and showing that you care about what matters to them. Number three is getting into their world. Your teens need you to be a part of their world, even if it means you stepping out of your comfort zone. Whether it's playing their favorite video game, which honestly for me is like death by controller, but I've never left time spent in that way with my son and thought, what a waste. No, we end up laughing and talking, and of course it ends with me kicking his butt in Madden, which, you know, keeps everybody in their pecking order. No, but really, it's these small actions that speak volumes. Think about it. When you take the time to engage in their interest, you're sending a very powerful message. What matters to you matters to me. And number four is forging open communication and bonding. When we're investing time and listening, it leads to open communication. And open communication builds stronger bonds. When your teen feels understood, they'll be more inclined to come to you with their struggles and their victories. But keep in mind, this trust doesn't happen overnight, so don't give up. Just keep building that trust by asking questions, even if they don't say much at first. By investing in these small moments, you're laying the foundation for a relationship that goes well beyond surface level and one that will last a lifetime. It's about showing your teen that you're not just there to love them, you're there to walk with them, understand them, and support them. Parents, your love is the starting point, but it's your interest that forges lasting connections. Get into their world. Listen with intent to understand and watch your relationship transform. Remember, it's these small intentional steps that lead to big lasting change. Until next time, keep loving, keep listening, and keep showing up.